Today we celebrate as I said, the feast of St. Paul, the first hermit. And there are two great lessons from his life, actually. The first being that we just have to wait and see. When problems start and everything looks bad, wait and see, because God will always use it for some greater good. We'll see that in just a moment. And the other lesson is to trust completely in divine providence. God will always provide for your needs, both temporal and spiritual as well. St. Paul, he grew up in Egypt, I believe it was, and was born to Catholic parents. And when they had died, they left behind some property, as is fit for them to do. Well, at some point during the Emperor Decius's persecution against the Catholic Church, many of the Catholics fled from the cities into the deserts to escape persecution. They never gave up their faith, but they fled. And there, many of them either starved to death, thirsted to death, or were devoured by the wild beasts that were there, or pretty much they didn't last very well. And others, like St. Paul, went and hid just outside the city. And he went to a place just like that, a house. His sister knew where he was, but eventually his brother-in-law turned him in because he wanted the house, the property, the money. And so he turned him in. When St. Paul found out about this, he immediately left and he fled out into the desert. He went very far out into the desert. Finally, he came up to this mountain. And at the bottom of the mountain, there was a little entrance, a cave. When he went in, you could look up, and the very top was open so you could see the sky. And there were many rooms within this cave. So he decided that this would be the place. There was a little palm tree outside that would provide his clothing and shade. There was also a fountain that provided his water. Well, he stayed there for many years. And for about 60 of those years, God provided his food. There was this crow that would fly in and drop off a half a loaf of bread each and every day for him to eat. Well, one day, as more and more of these desert fathers were becoming known and many people were attracted to their life, Saint Anthony of Egypt, another desert father, came to see him. They say that he walked through the desert. One day, 2 days, 3 days. He was about to give up and turn away, but then he went just a little farther. And that's how many days out St. Paul lived. And St. Paul greeted him with open arms, saying, "Finally, there is some man with my heart that could leave home and go so far away to live for God alone." Well, that day, when they began speaking, and you see God's love and his providence in this, that crow came back. But this time, he came not with a half a loaf, but with a full loaf of bread, a half for St. Anthony and a half for St. Paul. And together they ate their meal. Eventually, St. Anthony went away, but when he came back, he came into the cave and he noticed St. Paul was kneeling there, as in prayer, motionless. And then he realized he was dead. He had died a holy death right in the middle of his prayers. He began wondering how he was going to bury St. Paul. And he tried to dig and he couldn't dig. Eventually, as he was there, two lions came from the distance. He could see them, and he was a little bit frightened at first, but then they came right up to St. Paul, and they acted as if they had known him and had missed him. So they immediately went out a few feet away, and they began digging. And they dug just enough so that it was the size of a grave needed for St. Paul. And so then they came back to St. Anthony, and there they licked the saint's hands and feet, and they sort of hung their head down as if to ask for a blessing. So St. Anthony then praised God for them, and then asked God to give them, to bless them in whatever way he thought fit. And he told the lions to go away, and they did. But you see there, this is one of those true stories of saints, how you see the marvels of how God really does take care of his people. This happens every day, maybe not in such a miraculous way, but he provides for everything. He uses every bad circumstance of our life and turns it into a great good. He never would have found his vocation if he didn't have to flee from his brother-in-law. And there in the desert, God provided. And that's how he became a saint. So confidence, confidence in divine providence. And let us imitate at least that of this saint, his trust in providence and his love for Almighty God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.